This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report on canvassing for LGBT equal rights. In a generic way, canvassing is a big methodological bucket that holds everything from door knocking to GOTV election efforts to chugging or charity mugging, as it's called in the United Kingdom, to door-to-door cause-based fundraising to support various organizations and issues. Canvassing is part of the nuts and bolts of many organizing efforts, and when deployed as a fundraising tool, has had a pivotal, though largely behind-the-scenes role, in financing numerous organizations over the last 40 years of its implementation. As a funding mechanism, the technique has evolved from street canvases emphasizing door-to-door work to phone canvases based on list building from the streets and what we used to call petitioning at Acorn, which is a form of canvassing popular in many countries in public spaces and high-trafficked high streets, malls, and tourist zones. Canvassing has been so much a part of the back shop infrastructure of many organizations and issue campaigns that it was a surprise to see an article focusing on the tool in, of all places, the Sunday New York Times Magazine. Their interest had been piqued by the role of canvassing and what it was playing as the friction points of the current headline divisions around the human and equal rights struggles for LGBT individuals, as well as a scholarly dust-up around the drama of contending articles about the effectiveness of canvassing, in particular canvassers, in the well-regarded journal Science. I'd followed the science controversy closely because it involved Professor Donald Green, a political scientist formerly of Harvard, now at Columbia, who's probably the foremost expert on the effectiveness of various political campaign techniques in the country. Acorn had invited Green to study our work, which he did in Arizona some years ago, to measure the effectiveness of door-to-door voter contact and persuasion compared to direct mail, advertising, and other methods. The results helped rebalance the importance of field work in the ground war compared to the air war. The controversy in Science had involved a piece with a student whose dissertation Green was monitoring, his finding that using LGBT individuals to do direct contact voter work or canvassing was more persuasive than not in moving voters more positively towards equal rights for LGBT individuals and families. The result struck me as common sense then and still do. People respond to people. The controversy had to do with some overenthusiastic handling of the data and the inability to retrieve it, leading to the article being withdrawn from Science and unfortunate stories in the Times enshrouding what should have been simple empirical proof for something self-evident. The Times Magazine story focused on the Canvas program called the Leadership Lab, run under the auspices of the Los Angeles LGBT Center by Dave Flesher. He and his team made the case that something they called deep canvassing through door-to-door conversations was persuasive enough to not only move potential supporters to a positive position on the issues, judged numerically as a 10, but also it would be sufficient to inoculate the folks canvassed in this way to withstand the negative, not in my bathroom type of anti-rights campaigns directed at the LGBT community. What's more, a new article in Science by another set of professors that used the Leadership Lab as a case study confirms the argument experienced on the doors. And you know, that makes sense too, and confirms what any organizer could tell you from their own experience in listening and talking to people over and over, house by house, street by street, community by community, city by city, state by state, and country by country. We just need a lot more of it, no matter what it's called, because it makes a huge and permanent difference. It's part of what change is about. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.